And our reading from Philippians in chapter 4, beginning at verse 10 and reading through to verse 20. Philippians in chapter 4. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I sent out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for what you've given Sheila to share with us today. Please remind her and prompt her as you will, that she may give glory and we may hear of your glory. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. That passage is very special, isn't it? Very special. It's been particularly a helpful passage and one that Paul and I have lived with for many years now. And I share some of that as we're going through and hope that it will help you in your walk with God. Do you know, it starts, doesn't it, just exactly where we left off last week. Who remembers what we were talking about last week, other than Sally, who preached it? Joy. Paul starts off this passage by saying, I rejoice greatly in the Lord. So there we are, he's still living in this wonderful joy. And he goes on, actually, to tell us why he's rejoicing in this particular instance. He's very thankful for a gift. He then talks about how he's content in all circumstances. And he finds himself in many very hard ones, doesn't he? And he's content. And then he talks about why he's content. It's about trusting God in everything. You know, as I was beginning to write this, I was thinking, it's actually easier to trust God in some situations than it is in others, isn't it? Some circumstances that come upon us seem to press us closer to God, but others seem to edge us a little bit away from him. He spells that out in the parable of the sower. Do you remember that? The seed falling on all the different grounds. And when he talks about the rocky ground and he's explaining it in Mark, he says, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. You know, and I've heard it said by people many times over the years that when troubles come, we either turn to God or we run away from him and blame him. So what did St. Paul do? Well, he didn't change. He didn't worry. He just trusted God in everything. This is true Christian contentment, isn't it? And it's obviously, I think, what we would all like to have and what we all want to live to. So let's have a look at what Paul says here that might help us to get nearer to that situation. The first thing he does is to give thanks for the generosity of the Philippian people. He has enough because other Christians contributed to his needs. It's important, isn't it, to give thanks? Do we always remember to give thanks? Thanks to God, of course, for all his many blessings on us, but thanks to each other for what we give each other and how important that is. You know, there were times when those Philippians couldn't get the gift to Paul, but even when it didn't get there, he knew that they were always concerned for him and would get it there when they had the opportunity. I feel he's talking here a little bit about a spirit of generosity, and he was comparing them to some of the other places who weren't helping him. Perhaps he's talking to us a little bit here, isn't it? It's what we all need, isn't it? A spirit of thanks and a spirit of generosity to other people. Christians with enough, helping Christians who are in need. Or helping the church to keep going so that we can continue our ministry. You know, there was a time in our lives when we had to depend incredibly on the generosity of other Christians when we were working with Youth for Christ. And you know, God didn't let us down then. We support Sam and Martin, don't we? So that they will go and do the ministry God has laid on their hearts. We who have enough are able to help those who have not. We help other missionary people. We help our church. The Philippian church had a spirit of generosity, and we always have to say, have we? I think we have, but we need to keep doing it. It's what God asks of us. It's part of our Christian lives. You know, Paul goes on in verse 17 to say, not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be accredited to your account. Or as the Message version puts it, I like this one, not that I'm looking for any handouts, but I do want you to experience the blessing that issues from generosity. And that's true, isn't it? God blesses our giving. Have you experienced that? I'm sure you have. It's just wonderful when we give. When we were sitting round having a chat last Friday night at home, the family come on a Friday night and we have tea together. Poppy, what we were talking about, but Poppy suddenly said, I prefer giving gifts to receiving them. And I thought, what a lovely sentiment. We all said, well, it's true, isn't it? We love giving gifts. But then her dad spoilt it. He said, but Poppy, what if on your birthday, you give us gifts and we don't give you anything? That was a bit different, wasn't it? But Paul goes on to say to the Philippians, thanks for your generosity. It is such a blessing. And may you be blessed, he says. I've learned to be content, he said, in all circumstances. It's interesting here, I always think, that he said the word learned. I've learned to be content in all circumstances. He's learned it like a discipline. And this, again, is a challenge for us. Paul is saying that our generosity and the generosity of others helps us to be content. Are we content? He says he can be content whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Can we do that? That's something we, as I said, this passage is so special to us. We've had to learn that over the years as we went into Christian ministry, from being very well-off people to being not so well-off and having teenage girls, etc. And you know, God never, ever let us down. And I just want to encourage us in this. Because this learning to be content, no matter what we have, is a lifetime's work. It goes on and on and on, especially in a society like ours. Learning to live like that is about disciplining ourselves. We will not envy. We will not long after worldly possessions. Can we say, I will be content? We can be. I think if we, like St. Paul, find the secrets. In verse 12 he says, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. He follows it with those words, I can do everything or all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amazing words. I use them a lot. I don't know if you do. I'm forever saying, I can do this through Christ who gives me strength. And I say this, I can't tell you how many times a week I say those words when I'm writing a sermon. I can do this when I'm getting up here to pray. I can do this, and it's because of God. I've been on a church army conference this week with the senior leadership team, and it was tough. Every day it was tough. We had such hard things to sort out. But every day I said to myself, I can do this, Lord. With your help, I can put into this. I can speak. Absolutely amazing. What about witnessing? Do you find that easy? No. Most people are shaking their heads. No. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I can't do it in my strength, but I can do it in God's. And that's the important words. You see, that leads us on to Paul spelling out the real secret. It's trusting in God. In the last verse of the passage, he gives all the glory to God for the generosity of the Philippians and for his own contentedness. To God our Father be glory forever and ever. Paul has learned to live with the fact that God is totally and absolutely trustworthy. And he wants us to learn and believe that as well. God will always, always keep his promises to us. He'll not let us down. He will meet our needs. That amazing verse that we have lived by, and I know many people have for many years, and you can too. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We've proved that through the years, and I know many people here will have proved that. Do you know, one day I can remember sitting in St. Andrew's Church near the front. I don't know why I was near the front, because I don't usually sit near the front unless I'm up here. And I wasn't thinking out loud, I was thinking, gosh, I've got no money. I've got nothing to buy food with this week, and I won't get any money till next weekend. And I wasn't thinking help or anything, I was just thinking, goodness me. And then at the end of the service, somebody leaned over from behind me and said, I've been meaning to give you this for ages. And it was a check. That's incredible, wasn't it? That was incredible. And I wasn't particularly asking God for the money. I was literally letting it go through my mind that I hadn't got any money. Remember the sparrows? Not one of them falls without God noticing. Every hair on your head is counted. Amazing. All this comes through Jesus. Jesus pours out grace and blessings on us all day, every day, and sometimes we just don't realize it. When I was doing this, I thought about that word grace and the acrostic that often goes with it. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. God's riches for us at Christ's expense. You see, Jesus gave us everything. He was born, wasn't he, as a very vulnerable baby, and he lived. And he lived to show us what God was like, what God was really like. And he showed us how God wanted us to live. And then He died. He died to save us. He gave everything. He died so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be set free from all this worry that often takes over our lives, all the fear that takes over our lives. We can be set free from that because he will carry it for us. Because he's with us now, isn't he? He's with us here, in this place this morning, by his Holy Spirit. Do you have a need? And I'm not talking about wants. Do you have a need? Because that's what he offers to help with. Are you troubled about anything? I'm sure there are people here who are troubled about things. Take it to the Lord. He can be completely and absolutely trusted to help you through and provide what you need to get through. I was praying one day when I was working with Youth for Christ many years ago, and we were quite busy at the time, and we were raising money for Youth for Christ and so on. And suddenly I felt God gave me a picture. Now, I don't get many things like this, because I think I'm too active to let God get them in, you know. And he gave me a picture of a well. And out of this well came the bucket. And in this bucket were lots and lots of things. I've never forgotten this picture. And there were things in there, like there was money in there. There was, do you know, there was musical notes in there, because at the time we were trying to form a band for some of the meetings we were doing. And I can't think what else was in there now, but there was just everything just kept pouring out, words, everything that we would need for the ministry we were just about embarking on. Well, I can tell you now, that well hasn't run dry. And if you allow God to do that for you, your well will never run dry, because it always has more. And you know, it's not because I'm anything special, because I really am not. I wouldn't need to keep saying those words if I was, would I, you know? It's simply because I've decided to follow Jesus and take him at his word and believe. I get it wrong, of course, sometimes. We all do, don't we? None of us are perfect. I'm forever saying, oh, heck, I've let that worry come to me again, and I shouldn't be, and I don't want to. But the thing is, he always forgives, and he lifts us up again. As I said, this is a work as we go along our journey daily with the Lord. It's not something that just happens overnight. So trust God, be generous, and learn to live content in all circumstances. And remember those words, they're so special. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Amen.